Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, the Jonathan Kuminga situation feels like it's coming to a head. There's a deadline on October 1st. Training camp starts before then, though, so it likely is going to wrap up before then, but clearly they're trying to figure this out. Kuminga still with three options. He can sign the qualifying offer for 7.9. He can sign an updated offer from the Warriors for, it looks like they've offered him a two-year deal, a three-year deal, coupled with team options, some with none, but none with a player option, which is what he wants. And they could also sign and trade him if they like a deal that's out there, but they haven't so far.
Can I read something to you that is out on Twitter right now, at NBA Central, Steiny, and Evan sent this to us. We appreciate it, E. This is from Dalton Johnson, Steiny, NBC Sports Bay Area. Jimmy Butler has reached out to the Warriors front office to try to understand exactly what their plan is, per Dalton Johnson. In that ESPN article, they mentioned that Draymond and Jimmy have checked in and reached out to Jonathan Kuminga. I can confidently say that Jimmy Butler has also reached out to the team and been like, what's going on here? I just wanted to know the plan. Your thoughts on if... I thought these big dogs were included in everything. Like, I thought the big dogs were included.
I know you're
going to
get mad.
No,
that's the
mad.
Biggest so what I've ever, like, I could.
It sounds
so
like a
what?
Circus.
Oh, who cares?
Francesca, it sounds like a circus. And it sounds like Jimmy Butler and Draymond want Kuminga on the team.
I wouldn't say that. They just, the report is they're asking what's going on.
And they both called Kuminga.
Oh, hey, what's up? And you know what call means? Text.
What's that? But I'm just, but I find that interesting. Like Jimmy said to against Kerr during the playoffs, I don't know who told you that. Hey, we can play together.
Steve Kerr said that.
I know that, but Jimmy kind of dispelled that.
Well, he didn't dispel it. He just said he can play with Kuminga. Yeah.
I don't necessarily believe him.
Let's go to Dennis in San Francisco.
Dennis.
Hey, Dennis, how you doing?
Good. What's up, fellas?
Hey.
Sounds like the same conversation we've been having for a while.
You're right. You're right.
I love both of you. You're my favorite show. I call into all the shows sometimes, but this is my favorite show, you two guys.
Thank you.
But, you know, we've been having this same conversation for all these years, you know, and, you know, Guru, you're right, and Steiny, you're right. You guys are both right. You know, it's just the situation that the Warriors have put themselves in. And one thing that I will say about where I like Kuminga, and I really feel like that Kerr has mismanaged him as a young player ever since Jonathan was a rookie, whenever he would come in. Not every game that he came in, but a lot of games he came in, and he did very well. And then he would go back to the DNPs or 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there. After, you know, I could understand his frustration. And I remember watching the game in Miami when he was a rookie and Jordan Poole. They sent everybody up north to New York or something, and it was a back to back, and they didn't want them to play like Grant. And it was Jordan Poole and Jonathan Kuminga and against Butler and Miami, and they beat him. And Poole scored like 32, and Kuminga 25. And then the next game, Kuminga gets in, he gets 18. Then after that, it's back to 5 minutes or DNPs, and that's been the story of his career. It's been up and down, inconsistent. And he doesn't, I believe what he's feeling is he doesn't trust Steve Kerr to allow him to play so he could get better. That's what he said. I think it was in his second year when he called out Kerr and said, I can't play for this guy. I can't get any better if I don't play. You guys have all played sports. I've played sports. You don't get better sitting on the bench. Wow. You know what I mean? And I'd say the same thing for Moses Moody. You know, I feel like the same thing, but I'm not at practice. I don't know what's going on with him. Whether they always kind of said I always heard that he worked hard.
But right.
Maybe there is an issue there. I don't know. I don't know as much basketball as Steve Kerr or, you know, the Warriors front office. But it just is, as a fan, it was frustrating for me to watch that kid be jerked around. And the same goes for Moses Moody. I called in here one time and said, if I was Moody's agent and Kuminga's agent, I'd say, get me the hell out of here. You know, because like you were saying, Steiny, they're throwing, it's all about Steph Curry. I love Steph Curry, but right. You can't, it's a team game. You've got two guys, 137, 136, you're paying them $60 million apiece. How the hell can you have anybody else on the roster?
Good stuff, Dennis, and thanks for calling, and hopefully we don't have to talk about this in about 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, to Dennis's point, it's not even about how you got to have somebody on the roster, and I know he didn't mean it like that. It's just you gotta find a way for them to fit.
When you say, like, you don't need to ask what's going on if you believe that the Warriors are doing everything and anything for Steph. Why do you think Draymond's still on the team?
Oh. Well, I'll say this to that.
I mean, how often have we heard people say, well, Steph would never let Draymond be traded?
Okay. Because he complements and enhances what Steph does.
That's great.
But there's other, you need more than just one score. And my whole point is, Steiny, are you really telling me? And it looks like I could be right. They're about to enter year 5, and you don't know how to best maximize or make Jonathan Kuminga fit? That is what's mind-boggling and frustrating to a lot of fans to me.
But I don't view it like that.
Tell me how you view
all.
It.
I don't view it like that. I view it as Jonathan Kuminga does not fit well with Curry and Jimmy Butler. And the real how he would fit best on this team would be as a sixth man.
I'm with you.
But he doesn't want that, and I understand it. Like, but I get that.
That's his reality right now. And being a sixth man, I would tell Jonathan that's better than getting DMPs that you were getting. No.
Do you think Jonathan Kuminga trusts the organization?
I don't.
I know. So, like,
but
we're
you didn't
answering
get the
a
divorce.
Lot of our own questions.
You're at dinner saying, I need to go my way. You need to go your way.
What can he do? What could Jonathan Kuminga have done to finish this situation off with him not being a Warrior? If his number one goal is to not be a Golden State Warrior,
well, that shit,
what has he done wrong?
Okay. It's not about right or wrong. It's about signing that 7.9 qualifying offer and lace up your boots, and you'll be up at it'll be over in a year.
Yeah. Yep, that's what it sounds like.
I don't like, and I'm not caping for Kuminga. I'm just caping for, I know the dude can play. Now all of a sudden his workouts are pathetic.
He said that at the end of last year, Steve Kerr.
No, but I'm talking about our caller, Anthony, who said you can look at the stuff, and I watched him working out, and he's working out with his friends, and it's not going well, and this or that, and I'm just like, now it's getting a little strong, but, and then you robbed me of my hope of, Steiny, maybe he had a good off season, but it sounds like to me, whatever he's doing, he's fiddle-faddling.
But what do you mean fiddle-faddling?
Like, he's working out without the proper instruction, not the field handies.
What about the contract? Like,
he's obviously telling us he don't want to be here. I get that.
I think there's another thing going on, too. Like, I think when people say, year four, and they don't know what they got with Kuminga, and they can't make it work, and what is going on? They do know what they think of Kuminga. They think Jonathan Kuminga is a natural scorer. That's what Steve Kerr referred to him as. He's a natural scorer. And that's all.
Let's be real. Okay,
that's not what I'm saying.
Right, I got
that's the way they view him. They say, hey, look, you want to just score? You can come off the bench.
Okay.
You want to play more, then you need to score a certain way, rebound better, run the floor better, and hustle more. You got a choice.
Okay, and I'm going to put a rat on the table brought to you by Echo Pest Control. And you tell me if this is out of left field, and it'll be fine if you say so. So people laughed and mocked me about the Valkyrie game that right after the season was over, Joe Lacob and Kuminga went to. And they could have discussed mowing the lawn. They could have whatever. But I believe his future was discussed. That's just me. Steiny, Kerr has a one-year deal. And I'm wondering if there is not conflict of interest with Lacob, but Lacob not knowing what's going on with Kerr, and maybe the sale to JK is just get through this year.
That's no way to run a basketball team. I know what you're saying, yeah. And I'm not saying it's dumb at all, because I think that's what may end up happening, Goo, that he comes back and plays just for 1 year.
Because why wouldn't he be, hey, you're going to, the next 5 years, it's you, Steve, here's your deal now. I know we did this a couple years ago, but to me, that's got to mean something in all this madness.
I mean, I'm not ready to promise Kuminga the keys to the future either. Like, I'm not giving Jonathan Kuminga the keys to the car. You're listening to, not yet, you're listening to 95. This is when you get your $25 million. Play good, play well, continue to improve. And then in three more years, when you're 26 or 28, we'll talk about the big boy contract. But to me, you ain't a big boy contract player right now. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco. An Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors, and Valkyries always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco.
Sometimes working with, go ahead. I feel like a defense attorney. I love it. It makes me think, critical thinking, and I'm not sitting here fronting to you all that I'm right. Nobody's perfect. We all are speculating, and the information that Evan Gidding sent us from Dalton Johnson, if true, and I believe it's true, because so many people, and you've mentioned it, Steiny, Draymond don't want to play with them. If they're calling and asking the organization what's going on with Risotto or Carter Chickering because we want to play and do a show with them, I think that speaks volumes and lets us know, like, there could be a litany of things that we don't think are going on behind the scenes that are going on behind the scenes. That's all. Jimmy Butler and Dre got to call the company or the boss to ask what's going on? I just think about
it. Draymond Green's in the war room, Goo. This is not nothing that's different.
Well, maybe not as much as we thought.
I mean, Goo and I have a difference of opinion on this. This is Dalton Johnson, NBC Sports Bay Area. Guru thinks it's a wow. I think it's a nothing burger of the highest order.
I can confidently say that Jimmy Butler has also reached out to the team and been like, what's going on here? I just want him to know the plan. And of course, Steph, Draymond, Jimmy, they're in the loop. I understand that. But I think Jimmy, as someone who came on last year and kind of showed, all right, you took care of me. All the drama's done. All the Miami stuff. It's just basketball for me. I'm all about basketball. when I'm on the Coffee for You, it's about basketball. And now I think he's saying, hey, show me that's all about basketball. We have 2 weeks until training camp. So either just pay him or move him. Like, there needs to be a decision.
Yeah, there will be. Nah. Chill out, Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy trying to get it done.
He's been here for 4 months.
But he thought he left the soap opera in Miami.
He was the soap opera.
I know.
And he's... Look,
but that bodes well for me that I feel like Jimmy wants to still play, and Draymond for that matter, with Kuminga, because they're looking at it like, what's the reality? Monk comes in here, what are we? Or we got Jonathan Kuminga, who knows what to do. Does he do it all the time? No. But he's young. Let's go. I mean, and if Curry doesn't rip his hamstring or tear or tweak his hamstring, who's not saying we're playing the Thunder next year, last year in the finals?
Oh, I mean, you've made an assumption there that they called the Warriors, Draymond and Butler, to say, you've got to sign Jonathan Kuminga. And what they don't know, apparently, if they need to find out what's going on, is that maybe Jonathan doesn't want to be here.
And again, Stoney, I'm Daryl L. Johnson I from Union City, California. All I'm telling you is I believe he don't want to be here. But I'm sharing selfishly a lifelong Warrior fan. I want him here for one more year because I think they got action if they get the good version of Jonathan Kuminga.
No action if he comes back here on a qualifying offer and doesn't want to be here.
What
Steph,
do you think could happen?
Every single game. Steve, why did Jonathan only play 19 minutes tonight? Hey, Steph, does the team wonder why Jonathan doesn't play more? How's Jonathan been? Has he been engaged?
You think
hey,
that's
Steph,
it?
My God, yes. Well, I mean, we've seen it for 4 years. We've seen it for 4 years. He's been the most discussed Warrior other than, like, Draymond when he punches somebody.
But you understand why he's polarizing. Like, give me some good parts of them. Everybody's throwing eggs at what? Now his workouts are in question. And I swear to you all, I love you. But what really bothers me, if this is true, and Steve was really being, he was saying a lot that day he joined Willard and Dibbs, you know, I'll say in the post-game, post-season showing up Willard and Dibbs, if my boss on any level told me I needed to do something or be somewhere to best maximize my potential and where I was at was actually interfering or not helping me maximize me being the best at my job, Stoney, in a millisecond, my ass would be where they would want me to be. So how could that go on without it being checked? And a lot of people like, oh, they told them. Are we so sure? Just a thought I have.
So what you're going to try to maintain now is the Warriors have never explained to Jonathan Kuminga what he needed to do to get more playing time. I don't know about you, but I think that's the most fundamental job any coach has, to explain to their player what they need to do to get on the court more.
I guess we were having a conversation off air with Shasky in the green room, Stoney, and we were just talking about the mandates. So I guess I'm saying maybe the Warriors could have delivered that message to any player with the hammer, like there is no choice in this, bruh. You got to stay here.
So now, again, here we go. 10 straight years of talking about the greatness of the Warriors culture, but now we can say, yeah, Steve didn't handle that guy right. He should have given him tough love, or he should have caught, like, yeah. Super chat from The Truth. Gu and Bonte have been telling us for years we need JK and should keep him for years. Okay. Yep, those, no.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Bonte and Guru, absolutely.
No, but think you've taught me that, Steiny. You've taught me to look at the future. And I just don't see how right now, currently, anybody could be excited about the Warrior future. Not a dude that's a stiff. A dude that can help you right
well,
now if
you're
still
about
in
the
town. No. I think in the future, at 26, Jonathan Kuminga will be the best version of himself.
But when I... Right. I mentioned the future because I think about it. You don't. Like, you don't.
But I'm growing.
Well, okay. I think of the future, too. And I don't know if Jonathan Kuminga should or shouldn't be a part of it. Just
but right
him
now,
as a
would
player.
You admit any Warrior fan saying he's the best thing going right now for your future today as you look at this roster?
Yeah, and it's like saying... It's like saying... Oh, God. It's like saying Kyle Kuzma's your guy
I like
in the
Kyle
future.
Now.
Yeah, of course you do.
But I feel like you can please both masters.
You can't. Like, that's what Kuminga doesn't want to come off the bench. Austin, I don't think. Austin in San Jose. What's up,
man,
Austin? How you doing, buddy?
Yeah. Man, this is layers to this. Nice to talk to you guys, man. We act like Jonathan Kuminga is the only problem the Warriors are going to have this year. It'd be nice if we really believe that, as Guru says, they were so close to OKC. Well, first of all, I don't believe that. I think they're one player away from, you know, if Curry or Butler, one of those guys, slips up this year, either in terms of their ability based on age or injury, God forbid, all of a sudden this team becomes a 10 seed or 9 seed team, man, based on the roster. So, the second half of the year, yeah, we can fixate on what we saw. But what about the first half of the year? And let me move to Coach Kerr, who went on his campaign after the season.
Wow.
I asked Steve Kerr, Steve, why did you feel the need as a 60-year-old Hall of Fame coach to go out and explain to the fans who aren't idiots, we know who Steph Curry is. We don't need you to tell us Steph Curry is the sun and the moon. We already know that. How about you coach the team? How about you do your job and get a guy – like Jonathan Kuminga to the point where if you don't like him, don't tell us what he doesn't do well. Tell us what he does well and get him off the roster and get somebody in here that you really want. But now we're in a situation where we got a guy on the roster. We've already gone on public display and said we don't really want him, yet we still offer him money. Donnie, let me move to you. I think you said sometime earlier that his value was this. Well, his value keeps going up, dude. He's up to $75 million. If he's so bad – why are the Warriors offering him this money? Mm. Did Joe Lacob get stupid all of a sudden? So all these people calling up talking about his workouts and all this stuff, there's nobody compels the Warriors players to be here in the summer. Where did that come from? Is everybody around here all summer? None of them are here.
Well,
Jonathan Kuminga being here become a big deal, Steiny?
Well,
why are we running with that as though
well,
that's possible?
The coach said it. The coach made a point to say it, and I think in general, young players tend to stick around.
Okay, but it's 4 years. See, he's not Pods or Post or TJD. The dude's been on the roster for 4 years. He's not compelled to be here over the summer. As long as he's developing, and again, I go back to my point.
Is he developing?
$27 million a year. $27 million a year tells me somebody thinks he has value, Chad 90.
Well,
Lacob didn't become an idiot. Lacob didn't become an idiot overnight. So if he didn't believe he had any value, would he be paying him $27 million? I mean, come on, man. Let's be reasonable here.
Well, the reasonable, Austin, appreciate the call as always, buddy, is it's, I hate to say it to you, but it's more about the salary slot than Jonathan Kuminga. What if I told you that? It's about you cannot lose a salary slot of Jonathan Kuminga because there's nowhere you can go with it. If you give Jonathan Kuminga $25 million a year, then you absolutely are using that and giving him that money as a trade chip. Yeah, while he's here, fine, he's making 25. But everybody knows the reason you're giving him 25 is to make it a very friendly contract to trade, which to me is still their number one option.
Like you did with Poole?
Exactly. Exactly.
I thought Poole was here forever. But my point is, Donnie,
look at it this way. They extended Poole, and they were able to trade him.
Okay.
The Warriors don't extend Kuminga, and he's still stuck here.
But
you could have paid him last year with all those other guys, and then he would have been moved by now.
The bottom line is you need him, though. You need him for your future.
I don't think you do.
I do.
Okay.
And I don't think he's a stiff. I'm not saying you're calling him that. A lot of people have forgotten that this dude can play. Is he perfect? No, but get him right. Like Austin said, Coach Kerr, tell us what he does well.
He scores. He's a natural scorer. The Valkyrie season comes down to tonight. It's a win-or-go-home game, game two. Valkyries in Minnesota. 7 o'clock tip-off. You can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Download the app and search Valkyries. That's how you get it done. And what's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment brought to you by Moderna.
I'll tell you like this, man. Timberwolves, Timberland, Ant-Man, Edward Scissorhands, Pineapples and Spam, Boys of Fire.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Appreciate y'all. Leave me alone this summer.
The chef! It's that time!
Yep.
And Valkyries! I'm going to be sipping and watching. Steiny, I'm ready, man. We're having a good show. We got playoff basketball back in the Bay. And the Giants.
Yep.
Mm.
So they're underachieving now. They were overachieving, they underachieving.
I've made a decision.
Everything but a 500 team.
Call me LeBron. I've made a decision. Ask me what it is, Donnie. Mm-hmm.
Nope.
You have no idea what it is. Melvin, you're gone.
Gone.
You want to bet?
No, I never want anybody to lose their job.
He won't, is what I'm saying.
But I don't want to celebrate somebody getting fired. That's whack. I'm just telling you, the Guru computer is popping early this hard. Stein, he's not coming back. That's my two cents.
This is Anthony Slater of ESPN. He's talking about Jonathan Kuminga. We haven't played this, but this is probably the best cut in terms of getting you up to date with where the Warriors are as the deadline on October 1st looms.
The messaging they're adopting this week is turn the TO to a PO and it's done. And that messaging is generally saying if it's a team option on that 3-year deal you mentioned, 74-ish million, if that's suddenly a player option, not only will Jonathan Kuminga sign it, they're saying, but he will be completely bought in on the mission that they're asking of him, which is, you know, using Turner's messaging, that is to get Steph Curry and Draymond Green a fifth ring, Jimmy Butler his first ring. And that's an understanding of him that it's a show of goodwill if they send it to a player option for what they're calling, you know, years of confusion over his role and a willingness to suppress some of his personal ambitions, which are obviously very much a part of, you know, the holdup here, accept what's probably going to be a bench role, what's probably going to be fluctuating minutes, and accepting what will very likely be, you know, a tradable contract. As they've mentioned, they've compared the deal to, you know, a lower level version of the Jalen Green deal that Houston signed, which, you know, Jalen Green, I think, is making about $33 million next year. Then it's a $36 million player option, saying he got paid by Houston to essentially also, you know he might be traded. He was traded for Kevin Durant, and they just believe that if Kuminga is going to sign this and come in and buy in, you know, as they want, he wants that to be a player option and not a team option. That's the holdup right now.
Anthony Slater of ESPN. You know, does anybody – is the incongruity lost on people? Let me get this straight. And I get it, but Jonathan Kuminga – in order to show that he is bought in and that he is committed and that he is ready to take on the challenge of getting Steph Curry and everybody their fifth title, but the only way he can buy in is if he has a player option to get out.
No, your point is proven. And I'm just grooving on the fact that it's a mess. I think he wants out, but selfishly from a fan perspective and a guy that's one half of the Sestani and Guru show, I want him back, and I believe they'll all act right.
Can I ask you a question?
And play.
Do you want him back if he doesn't want to be here?
I do.
Don't. I absolutely do not.
That's interesting, Sestani. I do. Because now I'm really,
so
for the
you,
first
so
time.
So you're willing to risk the season?
No. I told you I was offended by the Warrior culture and felt like they lied to me how they let Dre slap and punch Poole and didn't discipline him. Let him go get his ring on ring night. Okay, that's water under the Bay Bridge. Now, Golden Gate Bridge, my new bridge. But Steiny, this is testing it again if he signs the QO, comes back, and there's drama. I expect this to be seamless.
Are you like... Are you crazy?
He's not Durant, Steiny.
It's not about that. It's about the distraction that every player on that team's going to feel. The minute Kuminga doesn't get the minutes that somebody thinks, and Steve Kerr is going to have to answer these questions at the podium, Curry's going to have to answer them. Butler's
going to
have to deal.
I don't think that's going
to
rear its head, though. Why would he not be getting minutes? We talked about the
Butler
and
Draymond Green
year, but we haven't talked about the endless conversations that could be going on. Like, hey, Steve from Joe and Steve. Hey, Steve, I ain't going to tell you what to do. I've never done that. But damn it, okay, enough is enough. It should never get to the point to where why did
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
fucking Steiny play. Now, there's always extenuating stuff like foul trouble.
So you think Kuminga's going to come back on the qualifying offer if he does, and there's no residue?
Give me one example of residue that I don't think playing time's not going to be a problem, Steiny.
It's been a problem for 4 years.
Yeah, but this is different now, man.
Okay, so now you're going to... So, like, that's the other thing. So now Steve Kerr's got to change his philosophy so that he gets
that's
Kuminga.
That's a little strong. That's a little strong, Steiny.
Well, I'm not saying that. Well, what, you're saying that playing time will not be an issue for Jonathan Kuminga. Like, how... Can you really say that with and assure yourself that you're right after the way we've like
I would be willing to take that risk.
Kuminga wouldn't. Why would he? Like, this is the one part I understand about like Kuminga.
So
I think he thinks he's a little better than he is? Yes.
Oh, all right.
But the bottom line is he doesn't want to be here.
So okay, let me get this.
Come off the bench.
So my general manager and owner want to offer player A, which is Kuminga, 3 for 75, but I got a problem with finding him playing time. Make that make sense. Like, he better be. I'm just taking that Steiny, he better be on the floor.
Why would you say that after watching him for 4 years?
I'm with Austin and San Jose to a degree. I don't put it all at Jonathan's doorstep. And what I just real quick for the last time, people, what I saw against Minnesota, that player, and you could tell me everything was lined up for him to look like that. But that was a basketball player. I got to be careful because you guys are going to take this out of context. That was lightweight doing what he wanted. Sometimes dominating with the ball in his hands. I saw a defense that was like, oh, God, give me a Motrin.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's okay. If you really want to talk about it like that, then you're entitled to your opinion. But the reality of the situation is, The Timberwolves never had Kuminga on their radar in that series because they were in control the whole series.
That Saturday afternoon or evening game, Steiny, it looked like the Warriors were going to win. But it wasn't his fault. But nobody, Steiny, 3 for 75 the owner wants to give me. I don't want that because I think I'm better than that. But my coach is going to give me chicken tender minutes? Like, there's a disconnect there. I think Lakeup is going to make disconnect if you're right.
The disconnect is you. And here's the disconnect, that you're telling Jonathan Kuminga to trust the Warriors when he has no trust for the Warriors. So when Jonathan Kuminga hears, no, we're going to try to get you minutes, or we'll get you playing time, he doesn't believe them. And you have conviction. You wouldn't fall for that either. Like, if you were Kuminga, you wouldn't fall for that banana in the tailpipe for the ninth time.
I hear you talking, Steiny. I'll say this. Jonathan Kuminga got in his own way last year getting hurt. And the fact you played 47 games and allowed them to be thirsty for Jimmy Butler like they were because he got bad, and it was bad before you got hurt, but I'm going to put some respect on JK's name because I'm rooting for him, Steiny. That wasn't a Warrior issue. That was a JK issue. You got hurt and allowed Jimmy Butler to come here. I stand on that. I could be wrong, but that was Jonathan Kuminga's fault. But, Steiny, I just hate that I like where the Warriors are at. I keep bringing up the future, sounding like a hypocrite. But, man, if somehow I believe this culture could get through this year, if he wants to, after this year, leave, I understand it. But also, they could benefit for having him, along with Pods, Moody, and the rest of the gang. I would love to run it back, man. And it looks like that's what's about to pop off with a little dose of Al Horford, a little dose of Gary Payton II, Who was the other guy, our guard at D'Anthony?
Is he healthy?
That I don't know.
Let's go to Sam in New York.
New NY.
What's going on, Sam? How you doing?
What's up? What's up?
Hey.
So I'm hearing a lot of why this, why that. So let me just explain in reality why things are going the way they are. Steiny's right. The reason why they want him and they want the contract is because they need a salary slot for trade. They didn't do anything with all their expiring contracts in the past, and if they lose him for nothing now, then they have to trade Moody, Buddy, or Draymond, and they don't want to do that. And also, remember, Kuminga's a restricted free agent. If he takes the qualifying offer, that's agent malpractice.
Wow.
He would have to earn $40 million per year in his next contract to make up the lost money that he's turning down right now. It's a bluff. The only leverage he has is that he's disrupting training camp. If all the free agents we just talked about were already signed, he would have nothing. Because if he didn't sign the qualifying offer, he didn't do anything, he'd be restricted again next year. He needs to just take, if it was me, he should take this offer, because him playing on a qualifying offer gives the Warriors zero reason to play him. And that will actually make his next contract even worse, because why would a team want to pay him if he's not getting minutes?
Well,
he's 25 per million on this team. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I mean, like, I know it wouldn't be the best case scenario, and he would end up losing money.
Yeah.
But if he's a free agent at the end of this year because he signed the qualifying offer and it felt like the Warriors, you know, hit him a little bit or didn't play him, you know, as much, I still think somebody would take a chance on him. He would lose money.
Oh, man.
But I think somebody would still take a chance on him.
And I agree with you.
I think somebody would take a chance on him. But my point is there's $75 million on the table right now in front of his face. And he's willing to risk that. What if he gets injured? What if all these things happen? There's so many things that could happen that could take this money away. We've seen it with Dennis Schroeder and all these other players.
Well, let me flip it on you, Sam. Yeah. Why isn't he taking the 75?
Uh-oh.
I think that he knows that they need him and they need that salary slot. And he's just waiting it out because he knows that all these players are unsigned. You see the vets are starting to ask, what's going on, what's going on? He's using that leverage. I think if it was take it or leave it right now, I think he takes it. I don't think he goes on that qualifying offer. Because if he takes this money, the Warriors are going to have to play him because they're going to have to show him up and make him look like he's worth being traded for somebody. So that'll actually give him more of an incentive to look better. It'll help him get to a team where he'll have the situation he wants to play with. And on top of it, that'll set him up for the future. But you never know what happens if they just kick the tires in him. If he starts acting frustrated on the qualifying offer, they'll be like, you know what? We can't trade him because he has no trade clause. He's not worth all this headache.
Yep.
So I just think they're using this as leverage. I think they know. I think he's holding the whole team hostage from signing any other players right now, and they're using that to the best of their ability. And guess what? I don't blame him.
Appreciate it, Sam.
And I'll tell Sam this. He might have hit it out the park. I didn't agree with a lot of what he said, though, Stoney. But this Dalton Johnson report that I'm taking more credence in than you, from the fact that you think it doesn't mean much or nothing. But as far as training camp, I believe that's why we got that report about Jimmy and Draymond allegedly calling the team just to see what's popping. And call Kuminga, for that matter. Like that. That, to me, is about training camp. Like, let's get what's going on now.
I don't think it's going to make or break the Warriors if Al Horford misses the first 2 days of training camp. Al Horford.
I wonder what he's thinking, really. Like, am I moving to the Bay or what?
He's a 58-year veteran, so I'm sure if we had him on, he'd say, yeah, this is business as usual in the NBA.
Or he might say, I haven't been through anything like this. He's got to move.
I bet he signed his contract already.
Don't talk about that.
Here's the one thing that I think it's very easy for you guys, the fans, to want him to sign a contract that only has a team option, and you're just kind of not factoring in that he might not want to leave his future up to the Golden State Warriors.
But why can't the Warriors be his future?
Because he's lost trust in them.
Now, here we go.
No, and not I'm, here I, we go. This is not
what about
news.
The flip side of that coin?
Right. It's like, it's all been talked out.
He's smiling.
There's nothing that's out there that we haven't talked about.
Oh, there is a solution. And to Sam's point, somebody's going to blink.
The reason that Kuminga has not done anything yet, to my way of thinking, is because the thing he wants most. What does he want most?
Playing time.
No. Well, yeah, but no. He wants to be on another team. He wants to play for the Sacramento Kings.
So you feel that in your soul?
Yes. There were reports that he wants to play in Sacramento. because they apparently, he feels like they respect him more than they do in Golden State. But so that's why he's pushing it to the limit. And that, like, that's why it may go to the wire, because his number one preference.
Like we're there now.
And you know what? Maybe the Warriors, 3 minutes before the deadline, says, to hell with it. Let's just move in the sack. Maybe they do that. I think that's possible.
So I'm just asking you. You've been in the game longer than I have. I'm asking you, because we talk about Bob Myers and what he was a part of and what he's built. Stoney, how has Mike Dunleavy handled this Kuminga situation? I think that's a fair question. Up until now, what would the scoreboard read? Or is it unfair to even bring that up right now? It feels like from the fan base, people are mad.
What's Dunleavy supposed to do? Make Jonathan Kuminga like Steve Kerr?
Larry the Cable Guy? Get her done.
Mike Dunleavy looks at Jonathan Kuminga as one thing and one thing only, and that's an asset that he must both protect and also maintain a value, so that if he moves on down the line, you can get something for him.
Man.
And, you know, people are excited. What would you do now? I mean, I'm at the point now where if the Phoenix deal is out there, I would do it.
But they're not, though.
Well, I don't know that they're not.
I would be
if
floored.
If we could get Grayson Allen and a pick or something, just do it. Steve Kerr wants a guy who's going to get loose balls. He wants a guy who's going to hustle.
He wants a guy who's going to run the floor.
Go get Grayson Allen. He does all those things. Because it sounds to me like you want a role player, Steve Kerr. And you don't think Kuminga can be a role player.
His contract status has nothing to do in the Steiny computer of all this, even if it's 2%. Steiny, you don't think something about his future with this team, because we kind of relived it not too long ago. He came back. But, Steiny, I think that in a crazy way, I can't put my finger on it, might have something to do with something.
What do you mean?
Kerr having 1 year left on his deal and Kuminga possibly playing for a new coach.
Well, again, that's another thing that's, I think you might be right. There's a part of this. Why, when the Warriors are hell-bent on, well, now we have Steph, Butler, and Draymond, all with an end date, why would Steve Kerr not be under contract for that last year? You're telling me that the potential last year of Curry and Draymond, that there's going to be a first-year coach? That doesn't...
Right now, I'm saying hell no to that.
Okay, well, then Kerr's going to be here 2 more years. And maybe Kuminga has a sense of that. Steven in the city. What's up, Steven? How are you?
Hey, thanks and appreciate your show. There's a lot of stuff that I heard that I want to speak on. First, I got to tell you one thing. Kuminga isn't meant to be here. And what I mean by that, just like Wiseman, they threw the season for Wiseman. Curry gets hurt. Draymond doesn't want to work on his three, doesn't want to be a team leader, take him on his shoulders, take him as far as he can. He just quits on the season. They get pick three. Not going to work out. That's called sports karma. Kuminga, when working with the G League Warriors, he was benched when other scouts came in to say, hey, they got a guy here. Let's go take a look at this guy. So sports karma, Kuminga's not going to work out here. I agree with Steiny. If he doesn't want to be here, he can't be here. And as far as work ethic, Goo, you know better than that. That comes from within inside, buddy. The harder you want is what you desire. You can't make somebody want that more. Now, my one thought on this, your new topic, Kerr with 1 year. Here's my whole end of statement. Kerr coaches this year, they play the season, they don't work out, all three of those players get traded. I appreciate you guys. Have a great day.
Thanks for the call.
Now that's Sports Talk Radio 109, right? That ain't happening.
I wouldn't say that. If the Warriors don't make the playoffs this year and they're sitting and they don't have a good year, and they're sitting still with Butler, Curry, and Draymond, you'd bring them all back again?
No, but that's like saying with Steph, Jimmy, and Dre, them not making, and I get it, not making the playoffs is like Halle Berry having a bad day. You know, come on, man. From a look, that was a bad one, but come on. What, one injury?
Yes. Yeah.
I can't fight you there. But all the more reason to have a young You guys got a problem with me calling Kuminga promising guy on the team that can hold it down like he's done damn near half his career when he's been.
What do you mean hold it down?
Like he did for Wiggins when Wiggins went out.
You're 500 team.
I'm not saying be Jordan, Steiny.
Look at, like, everybody was like, oh, look what he did before Butler. We were 500.
Let me ask you this then. How do you want this to end? How do you personally?
Like, I just told you. I said I'd move into Phoenix at this point.
So you'd be done with them to just addition by subtraction.
I do agree with Amick. It's like it's a lot of talk about a sixth or seventh man. Sorry, that's the way I feel. This guy's not even a starter on this team.
And that's a problem.
For who?
He ain't a sixth or seventh
man. Let me ask you a question. Who's he starting over in sack? Who's he starting over in sack? And let me guess. He thinks he'll just go to sack and start. And I think that's part of the issue, too, with Kuminga. Is he going to start over LaVine? Keegan Murray? DeRozan? Sabonis? How's he starting on that team? It's a conundrum. Tis a puzzlement.
So you just do away with him, but...
Well, we can't do away with it.
I
like, that's the other thing. It's like, you can't let him walk for nothing. Well, the only way that happens is if it's a 7-9.
But just give me something about Lakeup being the biggest fan of Jonathan Kuminga's.
And how, what's
that's
it gotten
what
you?
My book would read. But no, it's getting me what I want from a personal standpoint.
What do you mean?
One more year of Kuminga.
Okay. And if... And we...
They're not good enough to say bye-bye to him.
And they ain't good enough to think they can bring in a guy who doesn't want to be here and... Get through a season like nothing's going on. 888-957.
I'm sorry.
You can jump in. We got time. What?
You think on Media Day, if Kuminga's a part of it, one of our Bay Area colleagues is going to say, hey, JK, you want to be here? And he's going to give you the politically correct answer. Of course I want to be here. It was never that I didn't want to be here.
I do.
They're going to be fine, Stoney.
Then it goes away?
Back. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and the punch went away.
Well.
It doesn't go. If Jonathan Kuminga doesn't really want to be here, that ain't going away.
To be honest, the punch went away.
Go home.
888-957-9570 is the number. Hey, this Sunday, your tailgate destination is Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. Our pregame show starts at 10 o'clock down there with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings. We'll have games on in the parking lot. There'll be great food, drinks. It's your place to watch all the early games at 10 o'clock. And if you're going to the game, stop at Laughing Monk where you can pick up the shuttle for just $25. It'll take you to the game and then back to Laughing Monk. All you got to do is go to 957thegame.com, click on the kickoff show link, and you can get your spot on the shuttle right now. Laughing Monk Brewing, 1235 Oakmead Parkway, right near the stadium. That's where we're all going to be, and that segment was brought to you by Cache Creek Casino Resort.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.